Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Tier 90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcast by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the Digi4 Anti-Aging, all pushed together as one word. And if you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial into 712-775-8972, and when it prompts for the conference code, 910022 is what you will enter, and you can join us live. We are thrilled to have you along with us. My name is Susan Mann. I'm out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. I come to you with an education background, but I have a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise going back more than four decades because I had grandparents that weren't in stellar health when I was growing up, and I wanted to make sure that I did not end up with some of the health issues they had as I got older. So in order to prevent some of that, I actually have done many things over the years to really put myself in a good position where I'm as healthy as I can be. So when you're first starting out on that TR90 program, which is a lifestyle change, it's one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals, and it can be plant protein, by the way. 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Supplements, take your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. If you're not able to, my personal experience has been, if you take it with your meals, it still works. Sometimes they say it's not quite as effective, but my personal experience is it worked just fine. And if you're taking your supplements and you're having your meals, you should have 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day because it will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, and your fats, your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals. And the last thing that fruits and vegetables give you, if you get them closer to the source rather than highly processed, is fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety, and the other is for good digestive health. So those fresh fruits and vegetables really are important. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week, because if you're getting all that fiber, you'll want to get up and get moving. And that fiber, guys need 45 grams for good digestive health, and ladies, you need 32 grams. That exercise should be 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise 5 days a week. It can be a 30-minute chunk, 2 15-minute chunks, or 3 10-minute chunks as your baseline minimum. Can definitely do more than that, but whatever gets you up and moving is the most important thing. Then if you're up and moving and you're exercising, you'll want to think about your hydration. Well, hydration baseline is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if, for instance, you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water, and then you bump it up from there depending on how active you are, whether it's humid outside. You need, because you can lose up to a quart of body moisture in an hour, so you will need to increase the offset so you don't end up being too dehydrated. And dehydration, many times you think you're hungry, drink a glass of water first and see if that is the case, because many times that's what dehydration does. It makes your body think it's hungry and it's really thirsty. The last thing in all of my studies is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. I have read that several different places and several different studies over the years, and it just makes good sense because it clears out toxins, restores muscle and tissues, it stores memories, it just does a multitude of what I like to call system resets while you are sleeping, so that it sets you up for making a good decisions the next couple of days. If you're not getting adequate sleep, in some ways I almost think you might be better off to start there, get the good sleep, and then really dive into the program with both feet. Now, today's information is coming from a book that's called Eat to Live. It was written by Dr. Joel Fuhrman, Fuhrman. He's a medical doctor. And he has a six-week plan that really helps. Much of it actually dovetails right in with the TR90 program, which is why I'm sharing the information out of this particular book for you, so that you can pick and choose the parts that will actually help benefit your TR90 program and help you to be a really great success going forward. So he says, I eat a quick and easy to prepare diet, and I eat simply. Most days I eat fruits and nuts for breakfast and something quick for lunch, such as a few fruits and a salad with a healthy serving of broccoli. Frozen is fine, peas frozen is fine, or beans on top with a light dressing. I eat healthfully with little work or effort. Likewise, I have tried to make these menus simple. However, you can modify them significantly and use your own ideas and recipes as long as you obey the rules outlined in before, which is 1 pound of fresh green vegetables, 1 pound of lightly steamed, mostly green vegetables, and like 4 or 5 fruits a day. So he's got a formula. And adding your beans and legumes on top of all of that. So the foods or recipes can be switched around and eaten in different combinations or at different meals. 14 days of menu plans and delicious recipes follow. Keep in mind that in the real world, you would not necessarily make all of these different dishes and recipes each week. Most of us make a soup or a main dish and use the leftovers for lunch or even dinner the next day. Remember, you must rethink what you consider a normal portion. Your former side dishes, such as salads, soups, and vegetables, now become the main dishes, and so the portion sizes of these lower-calorie foods are much larger. It is almost impossible to eat too much food, only too much of the wrong food. Make your life simple. Enjoy food. Don't have your life revolve around a menu plan. This diet is, and I would say rather than diet, lifestyle, is delicious, and it involves no sacrifice, only different choices. The first week of sample menus that follows is vegetarian and is designed for aggressive weight loss for those who have had difficulty losing weight in the past. This kind of vegetarian diet is also appropriate for those looking to reverse heart disease or diabetes. You cannot expect to significantly reverse atherosclerosis, blockages in your arteries, diabetes, or high blood pressure unless you restore yourself to a normal weight. It is a combination of healthy, nutrient-dense diet and the fat leaving your body that brings about the predictable improvement in many health conditions. The second week of sample menus is slightly less aggressive. The menus include some animal products, less than 12 ounces per week, and a small amount of oil, no more than 1 teaspoon per day. A small amount of animal products can be added to any vegetable or bean dish for flavor, if desired, as long as you keep it below 12 ounces per week. Use white meat, fish, eggs, or low-fat dairy. Avoid processed, cured, barbecued meats and full-fat dairy. You can make the non-vegetarian menus stricter and more effective by excluding all oil and limiting the portion size of the whole grains or starchy vegetables. Remember, you can eat as much as you want of raw and cooked non-starchy vegetables and fresh unsweetened fruits. Try to include a serving of beans in your diet each day, as well as 1 ounce or about 1/4 cup of raw nuts and seeds. Limit yourself to 1 serving per day of whole grains or starchy vegetables. Feel free to experiment, substitute, and add healthy foods and seasonings that you enjoy. Since you are giving up lots of unhealthy foods, treat yourself to lots of delicious and exotic fruits. Try different fresh herbs and spices to season your foods. They are salt-free and are very high in antioxidants and phytonutrients. And on Monday, I will be getting into what he considers his weekly shopping list. And just a note, he says to keep a good assortment of healthy food in the house. A key to success is having the right kind of food available to prevent being tempted by the wrong kind of food. And he's got his suggested list of vegetables to eat, be eaten raw, vegetables for cooking, fruits fresh or frozen, raw nuts and seeds, ingredients for homemade soups, staples, and fresh or dried herbs and seasonings to kind of get everything all kicked off. And then he jumps into his menu plan. With that, I'm going to remind you at the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. And if that's something you're interested in, thrilled to have had you along with us. When I take us off mute, feel free to share any thoughts or comments you may have. And as always, I was delighted to have you with us. Hope you have a great day and success with your TR90 program. So there we have it, my friends. Why eating lots of fresh fruits and vegetables and lightly steamed ones are really in our best interest. Hope that you found this a benefit. And if there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to go ahead and release us. I hope you have a great day. And I look forward to having you back on Monday.